Hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning. This is Tamidi from Family First. I had a missed call.
Yes, great morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's great. My name is Mr. Raheem Noel, and I'm the client.
Okay.
My caregiver have resubmitted his application. Well, some things a few times.
Do you know
And
his name?
yes, his name is Jeffrey Neal.
Jeffrey.
Yes, Jeffrey Neal. I'll be able to give him a call this evening because I know he sleeps his mornings away. But he's been working for me since Friday, 12:30 to 7:30 in the morning. I'm in a situation where as though my insurance doesn't mind back paying. My supports coordinator, had informed y'all that he doesn't mind back paying as well. My start date was Friday. His application could have been in on earlier, but it was a hit and miss, even though the authorization was sent days. But I have the phone that I, when I spoke to Ms. Kate, I have the phone from my old caregiver where she said, just hold on to the phone for my new caregiver, Mr. Neal, that's one. So I know he has to put his information in there. But y'all got to guide us on that, even though he may know how to do it most likely. But
The only thing with
we
that
don't
is that
know.
I don't see that he's HR compliant as of yet. I don't know if he has an updated TB test. I mean, I can personally reach out to him, but I guess it's too early. Do you know a good time that I can reach him to see if he has all his documents?
Probably around between 3:15 and 3:30. That's around the time I usually. Well, he usually gives me a call. Sometimes I give him a call once in a while at the time, but usually I don't call until he get up. I know how hard he go for me and how hard he go for his family. So the I-9 form that was sent them and the PVD and his proof of residence that was sent in yesterday and a few days ago. I understand, like, even I couldn't, I was trying to take $24,000 out two bank accounts and I couldn't give them because of a promo glitch they had. But my third bank account, I was able to take it out of there. So it's like, I already know because I don't even touch my PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4 for how things is acting or, but I know there's things that's going on with technical problems with a lot of people. But and I know that's not nobody's fault. So I just really just need help with that. I tried to call Miss Kate yesterday, but she doesn't know that I have an 858 number now, so I told my friend to let her know. But I've tried to call her as a last resort, though, because I think what y'all do, I think y'all do your job very beautiful without talking to people like y'all just there for a paycheck. So I'm comfortable with that. But I just need y'all to guide me through it like y'all guide me through some other things and give me a heads up and I can pass that along to him when he wake up or even have him give you a call when he wake up. But,
If he can reach out to us, 'cause we would need his documents.
yeah, but
Actually.
they was resubmitted the first time he said his application was good. Then he
So
said
I
it
do
wasn't
see it
good.
now. I'm actually on it right now as we speak. I'm just trying to see if he attached anything.
Because I was when they first told me that his application was good last week, and then I'm thinking like when I called back in about the phone, they like his application ain't complete. He resubmitted it, and I said, "Don't worry about that, they'll still give you back pay. They understand what's going on." And then they said they never got it. And then it was resubmitted again yesterday or the
He
day
did it on the
before yesterday.
22nd. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I'm gonna work on this and whatever he has here, I'm gonna attach to his file. But We need the documents, ID, social, TB.
Y'all still need those? Cause those
So he didn't send it to me personally. I can touch base with my other coworker to see if she may have it. But you can still have him, you know, call up here just to touch base with us.
Okay, will she be able to let me know if they if it was
sure.
Send them if you don't mind.
You said you want to be connected to her?
If you don't mind, would you be able to see if she has it, if it was sent in?
Yeah, do you want me to place you on a brief hold, see if I can get her on the other line?
Sure, I don't mind, and I thank you.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so I just talked to Monica, and she said no, that he didn't send any of his documents in, but the only thing he did was the application.
Okay, a quick question. How far are y'all from 3936 North Broad Street?
We're not that far. We're on City Line Avenue.
You said about 8 minutes?
Probably 10. Yeah, we're not that far at all.
Okay, and so you still need the I-9 form, need to resubmit it again.
So that, I don't know if he might have did it, if they sent it to him. Let me just, I don't know if I'll be able to see it because she probably sent it. But I mean, for now, he can work on sending the docs, like the ID, the social, and his TB test.
Okay, ID, social, and TB test.
Yes.
ID, social, and TB test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm great. Check that right now, and thank you so much.
Okay. Sure. Not a problem. And Monica said that she will follow up with him in a little while.
Can she call him in his afternoon between 3:15 and 3:30, and I just won't call. I'll wait till he calls me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he did do the I-9 and stuff, yes. But without the ID and social, we can't even complete his I-9. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to get all that from him once she talks to him.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
No.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.